Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
As the new dietary guidelines were released and people are reading more and more about sodium intake and cholesterol and proteins and grains and what this all means, despite the previous warnings, a new report from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention says Americans still eat way too much salt. 90% of children and 89% of adults consume more than the recommended 2,300 milligrams, which is about a teaspoon of sodium per day. So in the new dietary recommendations, they're limiting it to about 2,300 milligrams. As I said, now that is reduced for certain groups, no more than 1,500 milligrams a day for adults over 51, African Americans, and adults with pre-hypertension, hypertension, and other types of cardiovascular disease because they're at a greater risk for stroke and heart disease. You want to make sure to look at your labels because people think, oh, well, I don't add salt to my food or I don't salt my food very often. But it's the hidden sodium that rises these numbers up quite so much. You don't even realize it. And, you know, specifically prepackaged products and refined foods and all of those kinds of preserved foods tend to have much, much more sodium. People don't realize in something like bread that bread can really add up. Sometimes you can have one slice can have 240 milligrams. So if you're getting 2,300 a day is what you're allotted, 240 comes from one slice of bread. You still really have to read those labels to see, of course, cured deli meats. Any of those things are packed with sodium, and sometimes they could have up to 800 milligrams of sodium in them. So you want to make sure those deli meats, and certainly bacon, we know this is a very high sodium content food. They do offer low sodium versions of it. So if you really need your sodium, you know, you don't want to have so much bacon. You want to have your bacon, but not so much sodium. Look for the low sodium things. Now, I know that I used to have an aunt who would walk down the aisle and anything that said low sodium, that's what she would buy. If you're looking at things like soy sauce, has about 800 milligrams of sodium per tablespoon. So even low sodium soy sauce has very, very high numbers. So that's something you want to make sure. Also, pickles, olives, all pack a big sodium punch. You want to remember that frozen foods and even diet foods, to make them taste better, they often up the sodium content. So the main message here is that if you are somebody who needs to watch your sodium and the new guidelines recommend 2,300 milligrams a day, that you need to read your labels. And even if you're somebody who does not salt your foods, you want to make sure to look at those labels. And even healthy foods like nuts can be heavily salted. So be sure you read those labels because that's where the sodium is hidden. And another interesting story, should your employer do more for your health? More and more evidence piles up about exercise and the benefits of it, and poor diet and lack of exercise and the effects that it can have on our health. Well, now some corporations, which would be a great job for me one day down the line, are having chief medical officers on staff, and a chief health officer. They do not need to be a doctor. It can be somebody like myself, an exercise physiologist, or somebody, a dietitian, or somebody who's very well trained in the medical field and in exercise and diet. And a chief health officer. So if you work at a corporation and you look around and you see a lot of heavy employees and you feel like none of you are that healthy, maybe talk to your boss about a chief health officer, because I think it's going to be a new trend. Stay tuned for that. This is Melanie Cole. Great show coming up, and stay well.